Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite newsman, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime nine-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Successful Entrepreneur and the producer and editor and cost accountant and distribution expert. Along with his wife, Donna, who's the author of the book that gave rise to the movie Spin the Plate, which is now a multiple award-winning film, full-length film, that you can find on Amazon. Spin the Plate on Amazon. You can find the book there. You can find the movie there. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Tom, I'm so proud of you guys. We talked about that in the last segment, but now we're going to change subjects a little bit and talk about statistics. How do we combine statistics and advertising? And folks, I know, please don't touch the button yet. Give us a minute. I know you don't want to hear about statistics, but you do have to do advertising if you're going to stay in business. So this is another way of looking at it. Tom knows how to put it in plain English. Help us out, Tom.
Yeah. So statistics really aren't scary. So one of the things is that when I talk to small business people, they say, okay, so I'm going to run an ad, and if just 3% of the people come in, I'm going to have, you know, a line out the door. But then they run the ad, and there's not 3%. 3% is a huge amount of people to come in for an ad.
Right.
And so how do you predict how much you're going to get?
4% is a grand slam.
Oh, my gosh. One-tenth of 1% would be a grand slam. One-hundredth of 1%. But, you know, the thing is that, so, for instance, when we do ads for a community theater that I'm vice president of, you know, we'll sit there and the ad will cost $150 and we'll have maybe four or five people come in from it after hundreds of thousands of people saw it. Mm-hmm. So we actually lost money on that ad. But why would you do it? Well, hopefully they'll come back and they'll tell friends and things like that.
Well, there is something called brand building that's an ancillary benefit of advertising.
Yes. So how do you find out, you know, what it's going to pull? Well, what you do is you find other people who have run ads. And you call them up. I mean, small business people are awesome. We're always helping each other out. And you say, hey, you ran an ad in the Globe or the Union Leader or the National Telegraph. How'd it do? And they're going to tell you. Then you call somebody else. And then how'd your ad do? And how do you know? You just buy a paper. So you did ads. And then what you do is you just sit there and say, your ad is going to be about a third more or a third less on the average of what they did. So that's it. Mm-hmm. That's as scary as statistics get, right? Mm-hmm. So it's about, so if they got the average of 10 people responding, you're going to get somewhere between 7 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, is that worth it to you? Is it brand building? Does it have to pay for itself? You know, I was working with an ice cream store, and the problem they had is they had to give a really good discount to have people come in. And so, you know, the ice cream is only $3, so they would give $1.50 off, which meant they didn't really make money the first time. So the only way they could do it is if people came back. But they had to build a brand. They had to get people there, and it worked. But we figured out the right size, what happened, the headlines. We did a lot to really maximize their advertising.
And what point in time do you cross over from either losing money or breaking even and starting to make a profit? Because when you go on out there, if you can track the person who comes back, if somehow you could track that, then you could really see an ROI that, couldn't you?
Right, and that's what we told her to do. Every time someone came in, oh, how did you hear about us? Oh, we saw your ad. Oh, have you been here before? And they would literally mark all
that
down.
Can we have your email address so we can let you know when we have another sale?
Yes, and that's free.
Would you like to receive our newsletter?
Yeah, our newsletter. Newsletters are great. And then Constant Contact, which is a really good company. They're great with email marketing. So, we were able to do it, but she found out that the ad, you don't get immediate payback. You get payback after, let's say, 3, 4, 5 weeks is when people come back 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so, I mean, but these do... are the types of things you can do.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and finish.
Yeah, so one of the things is that just ask people, and they will tell you, and, you know, that way you can make decisions not just based on gut, but based on actual data.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that small business owners are not good at is managing data. And I hate to tell you this, folks, but you now live in a data-centric world. And the people who are licking your red off the candy in the marketplace, anybody that's bigger than you is using data. And even though they're not as warm and fuzzy as you are, even though they're not as cute and cuddly as you are, even though you've got all kinds of special sauce that they don't have, they can outdo you just with their data to the point where it will help them a little bit, but it'll hurt you a lot. So we're going to have to get better at this, aren't we, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is that you don't have to have super fancy metrics in order to make good decisions. A lot of what you can just do with Microsoft Excel. And it works.
But one thing you do have to do, you have to engage your customers and the people you have come in contact with. Every time you see a person, you have to think of them not only as a customer, but also as a data point that you got to start keeping up with, at least a little bit. Hey, Tom, I need your website, please.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com and SpinThePlate.com.
All right, don't forget the book and the movie, the new film, the award-winning, multiple award-winning film, Spin the Plate on Amazon. Hey, thanks, Tom. Come back soon. Congratulations again.
Oh, thank you.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.